Writing an abstract.
We've already had two online lectures. This is our last lecture, which will be about writing a professional abstract. The main aim of this lecture is to talk about the purpose of an abstract, its contents and structure, and end with some practical tips on how to write an abstract.
What is an abstract?
Well, it's a short summary of your research paper. The purpose of an abstract is to give the reader an overview of your paper or article so that the reader can decide whether to read the full paper or not. Furthermore, an abstract helps readers to follow the detailed information and arguments in your full paper and to remember key points from your paper.
Actually, I have to write an abstract for my presentation at the end of the term. What should I consider?
Well, your professor may give you specific guidelines for what to include and how to organize your abstract. But generally, you should include the following information in your abstract: the background information for your research, the general topic, and the central questions of the problem your research addresses.
Well, thanks. Is there anything else I should think about?
When you're writing longer research papers, you should also refer to the existing research which has been done in your field, as well as the main reasons and goals for your research. It can be helpful to ask yourself the following questions. Are you, for example, examining a new topic? Why is that topic worth examining? Are you filling a gap in previous research? Are you applying new methods to take a fresh look at existing ideas or data? Additionally, you should include your research and analytical methods, your main findings, results, or arguments, as well as the significance or implications of your findings or arguments.
Thanks. I will keep that in mind. When should I write the abstract?
Well, write your abstract at the end. Go through your paper and sum up each paragraph with one or two sentences. Keep in mind that an abstract is a professional summary and that you do not add any new information in it. Last but not least, the present tense is used to state general facts that have been and are currently true. The methods, findings, arguments, and implications of the findings are described in the present tense as well. Previous research is presented in the past tense.
Oh, okay.
That's good to know.